The protesters who forced their way into the state security offices last weekend include Ibrahim al-Hudaybi. He walked out with files that contained a profile of his grandfather, who'd been a senior figure in the Muslim Brotherhood. Hudaybi himself has left the Brotherhood, but at age 27 remains politically active. And in spite of those files from the past, he says he's more focused on the future, which is what we'll talk about next. We sat down with Hudaybi in a Cairo restaurant and brought him on the line with another observer of Egypt's drama. Isander Al-Imrani is a noted blogger who's been covering the effort to set up a new government, an effort led by generals from the old regime.
You have at the head of the Supreme Military Council a man who's been Minister of Defense since 1992. He's obviously associated with the former regime of Hosni Mubarak. And this is why I suspect that the military is eager to go as quickly as possible to set up a civilian regime that may have more credibility to handle some of these transitional issues. But right now, it's a very unstable situation still, in the sense that the population is not clear where to look towards authority, especially since the government has little authority. The police has zero authority today. It's a bit of an uncertain time in that respect.
I was interested, gentlemen, to see another development of the past 24 hours in Cairo, which is that women demonstrated in Tahrir Square, which is so world famous now for the demonstrations that brought down Mubarak. They were protesting, and apparently there was a counter-protest by people who believed that the women were in some way protesting against Islam. And some people were roughed up. Is that a signal of divisions within the opposition?
They're not divisions, they're just disagreements, and they're natural and they're healthy, actually, as long as they're properly managed. And to be properly managed, we should have representation, a parliament, where these disputes are brought on to discussions. We have learned to express our views, but 30 years of oppression have taken away a great portion of our ability to listen to each other and to accept each other's views.
Isander Al-Imrani.
I agree with what Ibrahim said. You have to keep in mind that this regime, for a long time, for decades, infantilized the population. It had a paternalistic approach, and people are just now learning to how to express themselves politically again, especially outside of the country's elite. People aren't used to having their voices heard.
So we're in a situation where within less than 2 weeks there's going to be a vote on a constitution and then possibly parliamentary and presidential elections after that. What are the dangers of the coming days, gentlemen?
I think that there's a risk of going too fast. You know, the military would like to hold elections for parliament in June. Within that time, there's no real chance for new political parties to organize, and you're left with the remnants of the former ruling party, the National Democratic Party, and the Muslim Brotherhood as the two forces that are the most capable of doing well in an election within 3 months. And I don't think that that's going to be very representative. The results could disappoint a lot of people, especially if the former ruling party becomes... essentially you get the same outcome, electoral outcome, that you had last year or 5 years ago. I think that's the big risk.
Is it going too fast, Ibrahim?
I do realize that there are threats with moving forward too fast, but I think that what Churchill said about democracy applies to moving fast in this case, because if we don't move fast, the challenges are even more. I mean, you're either giving the military even more power, and the power is tempting and they would decide to stay, or you're going into endless conflicts. What we should do is try and organize and mobilize the people to make sure that everyone would be represented in the next parliament.
Ibrahim al-Hudaybi is formerly a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and has been involved in the protests in recent weeks. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
We also spoke with Isander Al-Imrani, whose blog is called The Arabist. Thanks again for talking with us.
You're welcome.